Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you have them on the trust scale? I know a lot of you Tolos may not want to get on the scale in the mornings, may need to drop a few LBs, but when it comes to the trust scale out there, no, I'm not calling you fat. We're all there, right? When it comes to the trust scale, Diesel, where do we have these teams? The AP poll was released this past weekend after another fantastic week of college football. And yesterday's Overreaction Monday was so busy, we didn't get a chance to take a deep dive into the AP poll. But now that it is released for the week of October 26th, on Sunday is when it was released, officially week 10. I don't know how we're already in week 10, but here we are. Where are these teams on the trust scale? And what I mean by trust is when you talk about making a run to the national championship, do you trust these teams? Welcome into Wire to Wire, hour number two. He's Diesel, I'm Cole Bryson. If the scale starts at zero and goes to 10, Diesel, let's start at the very top. Ohio State, they're 7-0, a big one this Saturday afternoon against Penn State. But on the trust scale, let's start with the Buckeyes. Tolos, want to hear from you as well. 844-326-3663. Where's the Buckeyes on your trust scale, Diesel? How much faith and trust do you have in Ryan Day's Buckeyes?
They have given up 43 points all season. Combined. Combined. 7 points to Texas, 9 points to Ohio, 6 to Washington, 3 to Minnesota, 16 to a top 20 Illinois at the time, and they blanked Wisconsin. They have an embarrassment of riches at Ohio State, an elite defense, an insanely elite defense, and they got an offense that can put up points on just about anybody, Cole. I give Ohio State a 10 out of 10 on my trust meter. I would be blown away at this point if Ohio State doesn't make the national championship game. The problem for Ohio State is that they haven't been tested again and again and again all season long. They haven't been in a close game all season long.
The phone lines are about to blow up.
So
easy.
It feels sort of reminiscent of Clemson's national title runs back in the day. I mean, look, just because you play a relatively manageable schedule doesn't mean that you're going to get beat when you go up against an SEC team or two in the playoff. But it would certainly help if they were in a tight game or two and they had to go win it on a late game drive, and they haven't had to do that yet.
Well, at least they have James Franklin and Drew Aller this Saturday. Wait. No, they don't have James Franklin and Drew Aller. So getting gets good because you're going up against a Penn State team that's a shell of what they were and expected to be, right? And then to your point, at Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, and then you finish the season at Michigan, which will be tough. It always is. Do you realize when you look at their season totals, you mentioned the amount of points they've given up. If my math's correct, they're averaging like 6 points allowed per game.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to win a lot of football games holding them to two field goals.
That's what the average comes to, roughly, just off the top of my head. Offensively, you talked about their defense. Okay, offensively, they're not good, right? Well, they're averaging 431.4 yards per game, around 270, 280 yards passing per game, about 150 rushing per game. They have a third down conversion rate of 52.7. And defensively, Diesel, they hold opponents to a 21.3 percentage on third down. So, yes, the number one team in the country, I think we can all agree, and if there are any Tolos out there that disagree, we'd love to hear from you. It seems like Ohio State's the most trustworthy team in college football right now. Diesel, I'd agree with you. I also have them at a 10 on the trust scale.
It's not what this discussion is about. We can come back here at another time, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
But if Ohio State goes back-to-back and the Big Ten has won three in a row at that point, what then becomes of that SEC dominance narrative? Especially when it comes to tournament dominance. Like, I don't think anybody's arguing that the SEC is loaded with top 25 teams and their depth is far greater than the depth of the Big Ten. But when it really matters, when it comes time to go get trophies and rings, the Big Ten is the better conference.
Well,
wouldn't that certainly say that?
No, it would say Ohio State's the better team, right? Because Ohio State's the one getting the rings. It would almost, Diesel, remind me of Bama's dominance in the SEC. You remember when everybody else was riding the coattails of Alabama, right? Sure. Chanting SEC, 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 when they've never done anything in the SEC. But that's just the way it goes. To your point, that's the way it happens. As fans, oh, well, look at the Big Ten. Look at the Big Ten. Look at the Big 12. Look at the SEC. Well, Michigan played a part in that, obviously, and credit to them. But I think right now the Ohio State's the front runner, the clear front runner of winning a national championship. So the trust scale continues. Tolos, want to hear from you as well. 844-326-3663. On the trust scale, Diesel, where do you put Indiana? Fernando Mendoza, they've had a pretty good season as well. They're 7-0. Averaging themselves 43.9 points per game. They're ranked fourth among all teams in offense. Defensively, they're only allowing 11.6 points per game. Kurt Cignetti has this team like a well-oiled machine. And I want to know, where are they on your and the Tolos trust scale?
I think I got them at around a 9,
okay,
which is crazy for me to say about an Indiana team. But they've been more tested than Ohio State has been this year. They went on the road, beat a number 3 Oregon team by 10 points.
That's a huge win.
They hosted Illinois, who was a top 10 team at the time, just beat them 63-10.
Yeah.
I mean, they are putting up crazy numbers on the offense, crazy numbers on the defense. I mean, this is a team, Cole, that, I mean, they've been held to around 30 points just twice this year, three times this year. Outside of that, they're hitting 38, 56, 56, 73, 63. I mean, they are scoring in bunches. They just better hope that they can keep the quarterback healthy.
You know what? To your point, I'd almost say that Indiana has done more when it comes to where we are on the trust factor. Like, to your point, Diesel, they beat Oregon, and this is a really good Oregon team.
Two wins over top 10 teams.
And they almost,
Ohio State has one.
Against Illinois, I think they had like 500 yards of offense.
Yeah.
I mean, just boat raced them. And it's a good Illinois team, not a great Illinois team, but like, they're really impressive. They're checking the boxes, and Ohio State is too, but man, it's hard for me not to have them as a – if I'm going to have Ohio State as a 10 on my trust scale, I've got to have Indiana as a 10 as well.
Indiana's got a stronger resume.
It's impressive.
It's not by a ton, but they do have a stronger resume.
You don't have their schedule pulled up by chance,
Indiana, I do.
What's their remaining?
Their remaining is at Maryland, at Penn State, Wisconsin, and at Purdue.
So they're winning out.
Yeah, they're winning.
They're going to be undefeated going into the conference. Wow. That is that. Yeah, you're right. That's impressive.
We're gonna see an Indiana Ohio State conference championship game. Should the loser of that game fall outside of the top two?
No,
outside of the top two.
Well,
because in all likelihood, there'll be 1-2.
Depends
at the
on
time.
The outcome. Depends on yep. the outcome. If it's close, which I expect it to be, I mean, if it's 10 points or under, Diesel, the loser of that game shouldn't be penalized. If it's more than 10 points, okay, you start getting into that conversation. But, all right, Texas A&M on the how much do you trust them scale, 0 being not at all, 10 being I trust them a lot. I had Ohio State and Indiana both at a 10. Diesel, the Aggies have, my gosh, you talk about impressive, 8-0 on the season. Where do you have these Aggies at on your trust scale?
I got them around an 8.
Okay.
On the scale. And it's not just, you know, because they've beaten a couple top 25 teams. That's impressive. But they've been in some really tight games, Cole. They beat Notre Dame 41-40. They gave up 42 points to Arkansas without Sam Pittman, by the way. They'd already fired. That was 2 weeks ago, or last week.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up 25 points to a bad LSU. They've given up points a few times this season. So the defense does play pretty well most of the time. But occasionally, this defense will give up some points, and that's just not something we've seen from the other two teams that we've talked about.
They've scored 302 points through eight games, which is averaging 37.8, allowing an average of 23.6 points per game. I like A&M. I think they have a quarterback, and we talked about the quarterback yesterday, Diesel. I think they have as good as a quarterback as any of them right now, just in terms of what he's able to do. And not only, you know, through the air, but a slippery athletic guy as well. They're 8-0, man, in the SEC. Let's never, ever, ever discount being 8-0. And when you talk about what they have left, could they trip up? Yeah, they could. But you remember I had that audio yesterday, Diesel, of Kirk Herbstreit going through their remaining schedule and remaining win percentage when he didn't know who Samford was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not going to lose at Mizzou.
No.
They're not going to lose at home at Bryan College Station against South Carolina. They're not going to lose to Samford. And right now, if they played today, wouldn't we all pick A&M to beat Texas? We would all pick A&M. There's not anybody out there that would pick Texas to beat A&M right now, the way Marcel Reed and those guys are playing. So you talk about Indiana and Ohio State, put Texas A&M right there in terms of having a good chance at winning out. I'd have them at probably a 9, just a tick higher than you, but I can't put them at a 10. You can't have everybody at a 10, and you know, unless you're just high on everybody. But I've got Ohio State and Indiana at a 10 on the trust scale and A&M at about a 9.
I still think there's a chance they lose on the road at Missouri. I don't think there's a strong chance they lose at Texas. I think they win that game. But, I mean, who knows? Everybody has been waiting for Texas A&M to collapse. And that's because Texas A&M almost always collapses, right?
Yeah.
We've seen it. That's been their M.O., get off to a hot start, collapse down the stretch. Now, this is a Mike Elko-led team. This is not Jimbo Fisher. This is not Kevin Sumlin.
What about Alabama? After a big win on the road at South Carolina, 7-1 on the season. Again, a very good team that seems like they're peaking. I know that they had to struggle to get through that game Saturday, but you also give South Carolina credit as well, averaging around 34 points per game, allowing around an average of 18 points per game. They're really good. I don't think they're like elite defensively like Ohio State seems to be right now. Their passing game's extraordinary, Diesel. Over 2,000 yards passing from Ty Simpson. I love what Kalen DeBoer's done this year, especially after that Florida State loss when we're sitting there thinking, oh boy, Kalen DeBoer just lost to Florida State. And let's be honest now, Florida State's not a good team. That wasn't a great loss, but the way they've rebounded from that loss, they're playing as good as anybody. I do struggle with where exactly I place them on the trust scale in terms of, do I trust them to I think they could win a national championship? I think they could, but do I also trust them to be up there with Indiana and Ohio State? I think I'd probably put Bama to 8 right now.
4 top 20 wins for Alabama.
Yeah.
The loss to Florida State, who looked like world beaters at the time. At the time sure. when Florida State won that game, we thought, oh, my God, FSU is back. Tommy Castellanos, he is exactly what the doctor ordered there in Tallahassee. What scares me about Alabama is if they were to face a team like Indiana that scores quick, would they be able to dig back out of that hole? Because we saw them, we saw them play poorly in the first half against South Carolina. Again, credit because they scored twice in the fourth quarter to go win that ball game. Like it's there's something to be said for a resilient football team that can find ways to win even when they're not playing their best. But it was against South Carolina, a team that's been offensively inept all season long. If they're playing badly against an Indiana or an Ohio State that scores 50, 60, 70 points a game, they might be too deep in a hole and not stand a chance to be able to come back. I'd put them at more like a 6.
6? Okay. I don't hate it. I'm going to skip a few here. I'm going to skip over Georgia and Oregon at 5 and 6 and go to Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, and those Rebels, Diesel, 7-1, 4-1 in conference. You talked about their quarterback yesterday. They're averaging around 37 points per game, defensively giving up a little bit more than teams like Indiana, Ohio State, and Alabama, around 22.6 points per game. But offensively, they're putting up near 500 yards a game, and Lane Kiffin's got them playing really well. I think this is a really good football team. I don't know how good of a team they are at one loss. Where are they on your trust scale?
Probably around a 5.
Oh, wow.
Around a 5.
I mean, thought they'd be higher.
They're up. They're down. They give up a lot of points. They score a lot of points. I think the way they've been tested all season long, more often than not, they come out ahead. Right? They've only got one loss on the road against a really good Georgia team, and that was an 8-point game. I would, against the bottom half of the 12-team playoff field, sure. I'd give you a trust scale of a 9.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to get into those quarterfinals and those semifinals, or get into those semifinals and the national championship game, I just don't know. I just don't know. I mean, obviously, they've got a win over LSU, but that one is very suspect at the moment, and that was just a 5-point win. They lost to Georgia. They beat Oklahoma in a weird, rainy game on the road. Credit to win that football game. But, I mean, they gave up 35 points to Arkansas. They gave up 23 points to a bad Kentucky team. So they should have beat Kentucky by 3 scores. They only beat them by 1.
Madcraft.
They should have beat Arkansas by 3 scores. They only beat them by 1.
Madcraft says 4.4 for Ole Miss. I would probably – you said 6.
I'll go six
on my trust scale. I trust them. I don't trust them against the very best of the best. One more, though, before we run to a break and bring on Jack Veltri. Go ahead.
Have you heard that quote from the postgame press conference or availability, Lane Kiffin trolling Brent Venables for his hot take?
No.
When Brent said that he thought Oklahoma was a better football team, he's like, well, that's an interesting take considering we beat you on the road in – conditions that are perfect for defenses. I would say that you weren't the better football team.
I love Lane.
What game are you analyzing?
I love Lane. He's the best. I love him. One more. Where do you have the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech on your trust scale when you talk about being able to go on a playoff run, win a national championship, Diesel? I know it sounds crazy to ask the question, but they are the 8th ranked team in the country. And they are undefeated at 8-0. This one's a tough one. Also want to hear from the Tolos. Where's the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech?
About a 2. About a 2. But, I mean, they deserve to be higher in my mind. I get what I'm saying.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. But Haynes King is playing amazing football this year, right? Haynes King has played pretty bad football for the majority of his career. Like, good enough for Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
But not, like, national level elite. And I don't trust Haynes King. Like, how is he a different player in 2025 than he was in 2024 and 2023?
The seven teams above them in the AP poll, Ole Miss, Oregon, Georgia, Bama, A&M, Indiana, Ohio State. What do you think Georgia Tech could beat any of those teams? I don't think so.
I don't either. Their wins are against Colorado, Gardner-Webb, Clemson, Temple, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Duke, and Syracuse. Duke might be the only team with a pulse they've actually played all season long.
Oh, it's tough. I'll go a little higher than you, but not like a lot higher. Yeah. I'll go, what did you say?
Two.
Yeah.
Maybe three?
I'll be generous. I'll go four, but I don't. I'll go four, just to be generous.
Alex on the stream says, have you all seen the player and dad attacked an assistant coach at Eastern Kentucky? No, we haven't. We're going to look that up in the break. And
send it to us, Alex.
And, send us a link or let us know where we can find it. We'll look it up in the break and see if we can discuss it a little bit later on in the show. But when we come back, it's time to talk South Carolina Gamecocks with our man, Jack Feltry of Gamecock Central.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.